Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by just both of you, you know, one at a time. Just say your name and your title with Constellation.
My name is Tom Teasley, and I am one of the musicians and composers for the project.
My name is Chao Tian. I'm a Chinese dulcimer player. I'm the musician and composer of Constellation Theater, the show Mysticism of and Music.
Yes, and as you said, it's Mysticism and Music. It's running in person, live in, you know, live in the theater now through November 7th. There's also a live stream on October 21st. And then, for some reason, if you can't make it down to the theater, it'll be video on demand on the website November 2nd to December 31st. Thanks so much for joining us. Why don't we mentioned that it's called Mysticism and Music, so it's sort of all in the title, but explain exactly what the show is about.
Do you want to go first, Chao?
I think you better go first, then
okay.
I can.
All right. Well, so this is an unusual project for Constellation and my many collaborations with them, and that this is a show that is actually being created. It's not an existing script. So we started with some of the improvisations that Chao and I have done through our collaboration going on a few years now. And we are combining that with some text that Allison has drawn from Dante and Langston Hughes and the Bible and a variety of sources. And it's being strung together in such a way that people can reflect upon, you know, what we've been going through for the past 18 months and looking towards the future and getting on the other side of this. So it has some elements of, you know, that honor people's losses, and it closes with a celebration of the hope of what is to come in the future.
Great. And you mentioned that it's interspersed with these texts from Dante and Langston Hughes and even the Bible. Could you give us a little more specifics on, you know, what text it is? Do you have that offhand?
I'm not looking at it right now, but okay. For example, that there is one of my favorite Langston Hughes poems called I Dream a World, which I feel is just kind of like a prayer to mankind. And there is a pretty long recitation from the Book of Job. And a variety. It does not go in chronological order, nor does it necessarily go geographically, in terms of the, you know, the inspiration and the locations of the people who created the text. So it's more based on the feeling that is being portrayed, and the music that Chao and I have created for this throughout our project, it's been very much of a collaboration that is based on a musical dialogue. And so we have exact places that we play, and you know, there are some dance numbers and things of that nature. So there are times where it's pretty specific, but the director, Allison Stockman, has given us great leeway and being able to be expressive. So one, from a musical perspective, one thing that is also unique to this show is that I'd say it's probably 85 to 90% underscored. So that's to say that the musical thoughts can really be developed. It's not really one of those things where it's text and sound cue and then goes back. So I'm greatly enjoying that aspect of this project, where I feel like Chao and my dialogue is kind of going along in synchronicity with the dialogue of the show.
Gotcha. And Chao, just to, you know, to get you in on this conversation a little bit, describe exactly, you know, yeah, I know you're a Chinese dulcimer, but explain sort of, you know, what you'll be performing, you know, sort of what instrumentation.
Thank you. So from my perspective, I feel like this show, it's very, it's a big challenge to me, because most of the music are experimental. Tom and I and Allison and the whole creative team, we all like explore something new, like combined all the elements from our music background and the other like kind of combined some new stuff to the to this show. And I think Tom also make some changes compared to his past music performance, right, Tom? So like Tom used before that, Tom played on Habry drum set, but for this show, Tom totally like back to the traditional jazz drum set, I think. So, and from my perspective, I make a big change to try the percussions as well for this show. For example, I'll play the Chinese drum. I tried the traditional Chinese opera cymbals, and I also play the Glockenspiel. So right. So the purpose for all of this, because of we want to create a new multi-dimensional senses to make this show more compelling to the audience, to convey the core concepts of the title mysticism and music, which is very new music.
Yeah, that is exactly right, and I'm a little bit bringing my some of my stylings kind of full circle. As I started as a drum set player, and then began to use more drum set ideas and concepts on a hybrid kit, and I'm still using elements of the hybrid kit with the cajon and the djembe and Venezuelan maracas and other things, but even though it's not explicit, I'm trying to honor the American tradition of mysticism as it relates to jazz. So I'm digging in at least attempting to the the spiritual aspects of John Coltrane and his drummer Elvin Jones and trying to bring also, I would say, even though it's not extremely overt, a combination of American concepts mixed with Chinese concepts. You know, that has been a thread that has been running through the work that Chow and I do, regardless really of the setting that it is, and especially in this time when there's just so much rhetoric, you know, on both sides, that having a musical dialogue where the music can express really what words cannot, about how in synchrony that Americans and Chinese can work together and create something that is unique and beautiful. So Chow is actually being very humble. She is an excellent percussionist, and she's playing the Chinese drum and really cool stuff with the Chinese cymbals. You haven't really heard cymbals played that way probably before, and she also I don't think she mentioned it, but does some very creative expressions on the gong.
Great. Well, so you know, you both just spoke a lot to the music, but didn't you also mention, Tom, that there's you said there's going to be some dance involved too? Who do we have dancing?
Well, all of the actors are, you know, all the actors speak and all the actors move. So, Tony Thompson is the choreographer, and I think he's done a fabulous job, you know, working to play to people's strengths. So there's a very energetic fire dance that features everybody, and then there is also a towards the end it's a New Orleans second line rhythm groove that kind of morphs into a samba batucada kind of thing, and then there is a section where there is kind of a cross between American beatbox and conical, Indian conical, that the audience is invited to participate in. And there's we are hoping that that the audience will become we kind of break down that fourth wall where the audience becomes an active participant at times. So that's something else that we haven't done. And especially during these times where like people are wearing face masks and there's so much that can keep us separate, that we're looking for ways to bring everyone together, you know, not just the, you know, the Chinese and American concept, but all of the people who attend the show and bring them together with all of the players. So we like to think of it as building a community, you know, and if we build a community in the theater, then that feeling and that vibe, it radiates outward, hopefully, when people leave. I mean, there's so much bipolarism in our country and our world right now that anything that we can do where people are having a shared experience, I think, transcends the aesthetic of art into a positive functionality.
Definitely. You mentioned the aesthetic. You know, so in addition to the music, which we've spoken a lot about, and then, you know, you mentioned Tony Thomas's choreography. So there's, you know, there's movement, text, music we spoke a lot about. But I guess the only piece we haven't really talked about is sort of like, you know, visually. Tell me, you know, what do we have in terms of like costumes or even set design? You know what I mean? Like when we come into the theater space, what do we see visually?
AJ Gubin has done, I think, a fabulous job with he's doing set and lights. Chow, would you like to speak to that?
The only thing I'd like to say is, like 2 days ago, we did a first like tech live stream show, and I checked the video. I really, really enjoyed that, because when I was playing for the show, I was there on the stage. I have no chance to see the effects of the whole show, but from the video side, I really enjoyed every color change, the tone change of the show is pretty described the whole story and the music change in a very good way.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Thank you for elaborating. You're right. When you're on stage playing, you probably
focused
on the drum and stuff. You don't really get a chance to sit back and see, you know, like from a proscenium, yes, you know, view, like the audience.
Yeah, yes. I had the same experience, and there are some really, really interesting shadows that are cast. And like during the fire dance, Frank Libowitz did the costuming and also the streamers and a lot of the, you know, the visual effects. And generally that is kept pretty subtle so that it can capture the effects of the lighting. But one of the things that really struck me was during the fire dance, of course, you know, I'm playing during that. Chow and I are both playing. And I was less, I couldn't really get the full effect, but they have these kind of orange and red streamers, and with the lighting effect, it really does look like fire flames, you know. So that was one of many areas that when I was in the middle of playing it, it was a very different experience than when I was sitting back and watching it.
For sure, for sure. Well, thanks so much for joining us. It sounds great. Anything else, you know, that I didn't ask you that we should go over before we hop off here?
Well, we just hope people will come. You know, this is, you know, that we're in a fragile time for you know, for live theater and for the arts, and you know, I feel like I need to give a special shout out to Constellation Theater Company for, you know, for being so supportive and you know, and kind of diving head first. I mean, when we started this project, well, we started planning it a long time ago, but in earnest, I guess, back in July and August, you know, it was just kind of at the beginning of the resurgence of the Delta variant. And so we didn't know what was going to happen, you know, and, the, you know, it was just like they And all the actors too, everybody involved, you know, just kind of like in good faith dug in and said, you know, we're going to do this thing, and if we build it, they will come. So it's that part of they will come that we're hoping people will, you know, either at whatever level they're comfortable, you know, I think it's very safe to come to the theater, but they can catch one of the live streams or the on demand, and the on demand makes it possible to share that with friends like out of the area or out of the country who might not otherwise come see a Constellation show. So we're hoping to see you virtually or in person.
Yes, yes.
Yes, for sure. And Tom, you must know who you're speaking to, because I love the Field of Dreams shout out. Mysticism and music in that one. Great examples of both in Field of Dreams. But yes, if you build it, they will come and hear this great music and these great readings and the dance and the visuals and everything. Again, everyone, it's called Mysticism and Music at Constellation Theater. If you want to come in person, you know, proof of vaccination, of course, but now through November 7th. And then if for whatever reason you can't get down there, or maybe if you like it so much and want to watch it again, it'll be online at constellationtheater.org, video on demand, from November 2nd through December 31st. Tom Chow, thanks so much for joining us. This was great.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Jason.
Thank you.
Catch you later.
All right. Bye-bye now.